Last week, Republicans were voted into control of the U.S. Senate. The GOP now controls both houses of Congress. Seattle Times economic columnist John Talton says that could have a big impact on Washington's state economy. For one, he doesn't think the immigration reform will happen.
It's not going to happen. It will probably have a profound effect on the agriculture sector because we have a hard time in recent years getting agricultural workers here. It's been a constant complaint of the farmers, and it'll make things even tighter.
They've had a hard time even before this getting enough workers there.
That's correct.
Now, the proposed Keystone XL pipeline would run oil from Canada all the way down to the Gulf Coast of Texas and some places in between. It's been this huge environmental controversy, once again an unresolved one. You think Republican control of the Senate means that's a go?
I think it's very likely. They'll probably also get some Democrats to flip. The energy sector spreads its money around.
And what impact would that have on us here?
Well, it will be indirect in as much as the likely chairman of the Senate Environmental Committee is Jim Inhofe of Oklahoma, the one who claims that climate change is a hoax. So he's going to be very, very opposed to any federal assistance for clean energy. And clean tech is a sector that we've been trying to build up here.
And it still really relies on those federal subsidies?
Well, no, but it certainly helps. I mean, we wouldn't have an internet. We wouldn't have the tubes, as Ted Stevens called them, without the federal government. And so without federal support for clean energy, then we're just pushing the rock up the hill.
John Talton writes about the economy for the Seattle Times, and we're talking about what Republican control of Congress might mean for our economy here in Washington State. We're a big military state. What do you think Republican control of Congress will mean for military spending?
We're likely to back off the sequester, and the GOP likes the military, and so we may well see military funding increased. One of the consequences of the sequester has been especially to readiness and to force modernization. So we may not see as severe a cuts as were feared at Joint Base Lewis-McChord. But we still have the issue of the next generation of ballistic missile submarines that sail out of Bangor. That's going to take a huge chunk of the Navy's budget. Will the GOP be willing to raise that? We don't know yet.
Now, historically, Republicans say they're going to cut federal spending. Do you think that they're actually going to do that this time? And do you have any idea where they might impose the knife? You mentioned a couple of places, but what are the others?
Well, the knife has been imposed for years. This is an unprecedented period of austerity, and it's one of the reasons the economy is doing so poorly, relatively, because we haven't refilled the demand hole. When you compare Ronald Reagan's spending after the 1982 recession to what happened with Obama, we've had austerity year after year after year. This is likely to get even tougher. One thing that might happen is you'll see an attempt to completely defund Amtrak, which will be really bad for Washington State and the Northwest and the entire country.
We talked about a lot of impacts on the federal government, but what if you're not a federal employee? How does this ripple on to you?
We have had austerity. We're going to have a lot more. And so the economy will be slow and sluggish, and this will affect people who are unemployed and underemployed, people who have not had a raise in years. Salaries have been stagnant. The private sector has not stepped up to fill the gap from all the job cuts in the federal government and the slow federal spending. And so the average person on the street is going to see, at best, a continued slow economy. At worst, they could see another one of these brinksmanship things where we threaten to shut down the government or even default on the debt.
Now, of course, one of the other changes that took place with the election is that Democrat Patty Murray is no longer going to be chairing the Senate Budget Committee. She'll lose that job. What kind of an impact has she had on our economy here that might be lost with her departing from that leadership position?
She's had an enormously positive impact on the economy, not just here, but I think nationally. I think she's been very constructive. Being in the minority is a rotten place to be because you have very little influence, especially nowadays, because the old collegial Senate, where senators were friends, worked together, worked out deals, worked out compromises, that's gone.
John Talton, economics columnist for the Seattle Times. His blog is Rogue Columnist, and he's a regular guest here on The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.